Dr. Julia Sammons at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia has been practicing since 2006. She's never seen or treated measles.
I hope I never have to learn, but, you know, the next step, though, is to certainly be prepared.
Contrast that with Dr. Paul Offit, also of CHOP.
Anybody who's older, like me, when they hear the word measles, gets upset because we know what that disease could do.
Offit vividly remembers February 1991 in Philadelphia. An outbreak resulted in about 1,000 infections and 9 deaths. Measles is a highly contagious respiratory disease. Experts say it can remain in a room for up to 2 hours. The disease was pretty much eliminated in the U.S. by the year 2000, largely thanks to vaccination efforts. But it's creeping back. Health officials have seen more than 100 measles cases and 13 outbreaks in the U.S. so far this year. International travel has been one source of infections. Sammons says doctors' offices may be another spot for secondary transmissions.
I think some of the lessons learned from the recent outbreaks is that those cases may not have been recognized in a timely manner in the clinics or doctors' offices in which they were presenting.
Sammons says doctors should at least consider measles as a possibility for kids who come in with a fever and a characteristic red rash, especially if they've traveled out of the country or been around travelers. Doctors should then take proper precautions. In 2013, Pennsylvania and Delaware had no cases of measles. New Jersey had 3. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.